Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
And if it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Pass is caught by Andrews for another touchdown. Andrews has both tonight. That's good from 20. Off the fake, deep drop, looks around, fires over the middle. Touchdown, Rashad Bateman.
You're tuned in to You Better You Bet with Nick Costos and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Al Michaels with the call last night on Amazon. Ravens are going to win the AFC North, right? Is that it? We're done here? Baltimore just wins, right? Talk about it in a second. But first, no matter where the college football action is, there's nothing like getting in the game and leveling up your next parlay. Use today's Parlay Boost token to boost your potential payout from a winning college football parlay. Make it legendary with BetMGM. Download the app and please gamble responsibly. And don't forget to download and subscribe to You Better You Bet in podcast form. Search You Bet wherever you find your podcasts and check us out on YouTube and Twitch. YouTube.com/@TheBetMGM Network. Twitch.tv/TheBetMGM Network. So the Ravens are now 3-5. The Steelers are 3.5 point home dogs this weekend to Indianapolis. Let's just assume they lose. And maybe they win. Say they lose 4-4. We talked about it, right? Baltimore, right now, is slated to be an underdog once more this season. Week 17 on the road at the Green Bay Packers. This schedule, next week at Minnesota. Did anyone catch the report today? If you guys can find out, like who wrote, Nate Tice from Yahoo, tweeted portions of this article. And the article said, basically, that the reason why the Vikings didn't play Max Brosmer last week when Carson Wentz was clearly injured is because they're concerned that Brosmer's better than J.J. McCarthy. And Brosmer would have, they wouldn't have been able to play McCarthy after Brosmer got in. Now, I'm not reporting that as fact, and neither was the person that wrote the article, but it's just things that make you think, right? So Baltimore's in Minnesota next week. At the Browns, home Jets, home Bengals, home Steelers, at Bengals. Come on. Come on. They're going to win the division. They just are. And hopefully, because I really think, and I would say otherwise if we didn't, I think we on this show played this the right way. There was a time to bet Pittsburgh, and there was a time to bet Baltimore. And honestly, what's Baltimore now? Minus 150 to win the AFC North? That might be short with the way this is all going to go. I think the Ravens are just going to win the division now. And Pittsburgh is going to look back at that Thursday night game in Cincinnati and rue that loss, an unacceptable loss to Joe Flacco, Ja'Marr Chase, and Cincinnati. Elsewhere in the National Football League, last night, Lamar Jackson returns from injury. Today, the Jacksonville Jaguars place rookie wide receiver slash cornerback Travis Hunter on injured reserve. Going to miss at least four games, possibly more. Non-contact injury suffered Friday at practice. Now, we have an update that came down in the last few minutes from ESPN's Adam Schefter. I will read it to you now. This is like semi-breaking news in the last few minutes. Quote, initial testing revealed that Travis Hunter's ACL is intact. Hunter is going through additional testing to determine the extent of the injury and how long he'll be sidelined. He injured his knee during practice Thursday, placed on IR today. Okay, like that's really good news that he didn't tear his ACL. But the fact that this is non-contact, already placed on injured reserve, it feels to me, and I may want to walk this back, I'm not planting a flag on this here, it feels like he's going to be out more than four games. I think we can all, like if we all had to guess right now, you would say that would be the case longer than four games. Maybe he's back before the end of the year, or maybe they just stink and they hold him out till next year. And it's brutal for a bunch of different reasons. It's brutal for fantasy football, for prop bets, because Travis Hunter, I think, was going to go off this weekend. In the London debacle against the Rams, 8 catches, 104 yards, and a touchdown. And it was Kevin Seifert, who's covered the Vikings forever, locally in Minnesota, who works for ESPN, that wrote that about J.J. McCarthy and Max Brosmer that I referenced earlier. Thank you, Bill. Travis Hunter, I think, was about to have a much larger workload in the Jaguars offense. My buddy Pete Prisco from CBS Sports, who lived in Jacksonville for a long time, like said on CBS Sports HQ this week, that Travis Hunter was going to be their number one receiver moving forward. That Brian Thomas Jr. has got tons of drops and there's a confidence issue there. And Hunter was going to be the one. And like, we all wanted to see that, right? Whether or not you want to bet on Jacksonville, like you're a football fan, you this is what you wanted to see. And we're not going to get that now. And we, collectively, and me, someone who bet the Jaguars to win the AFC South before the year started, like cross it off the list. It's done. So are the Jaguars minus 3 bets against the Raiders, because that's moved off 3. And honestly, if you made me pick the winner of the game now, I would take Vegas with Brock Bowers back in the lineup. And that depresses me greatly to say. The Jaguars handicap this offseason to win the AFC South was based on two things. One, I did not like Houston as much as everybody else did. And maybe the Texans are like on the upswing here. We'll see. They're a short home favorite against Denver. I like the Broncos. We'll see. I didn't like Houston. The second, I was very bullish on Liam Cohen and what this Jaguars offense was going to be with Thomas and Hunter and Bashaul Tootin and Liam Cohen calling the plays. Brian Thomas Jr., like, he's got the buttercream silk shirt, and it's Versace. He's lost. He lost. That's going to be, like, he's got, if you have the buttercream silk shirt and it's Versace, like, you're lost. He's lost. Got the yips. I think I'm ready to say it. He doesn't suck, but Trevor Lawrence isn't great. Like, he's fine. He's good enough like to win some games and he's bad enough to lose others. He's fine. He's just not great. And they're paying him to be great. That's a problem. And if we can call a spade here, and yes, like it is early. It is. There's time for things to get turned around. But to date right now, there can be no denying it. This trade by Jacksonville on draft night is an absolute categorical disaster. 2 first-round picks and a second for Travis Hunter. And you got, honestly, like Jaguars GM James Gladstone, like if he gets fired, he should go into politics. Because that speech that he gave with Travis Hunter sitting next to him after the draft, like had me thinking like, wow, Travis Hunter's going to be a Hall of Fame receiver and a Hall of Fame corner in week one. He had me believing, had a lot of people believing, had ownership believing, right? Tony Boselli believing, Liam Cohen believing. The plan for Hunter made no sense. Like, he's not getting enough reps on offense to know the playbook. He's lining up incorrectly, cost them a long touchdown in the Seattle loss. He's not getting enough reps at corner to truly be a stud there. Like, what happened here? And the thing that was really awful is maybe there was going to be a chance to turn this around, and now we're not going to get it because he's hurt. And I think they're screwed. And obviously part of that is Indianapolis being as good as the Colts are. And I just, the whole thing was, I think these wide receivers are going to be monsters. And I think Trevor Lawrence takes a step forward. And Lawrence hasn't. And Brian Thomas Jr.'s taken a step back. And now Travis Hunter's out. Turn out the lights. The party's over.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Couple more NFL things we want to get to, but we can do it when we do our picks later in the show. I'm gonna bet the Falcons to win on Sunday at the Patriots. We can talk about that a little later, though. Just touch on the NBA briefly here from last night, where fun with injury reports. Giannis was probable, and then he didn't play. Imagine, like, Femi said something really funny to me on the phone earlier today. Like, imagine you bet Bucks plus three, and it goes to 8.5. Okay, like, they won outright. Imagine you're me and you lay 3.5 with Golden State and it closes 8.5 and you lose outright to Ryan Rollins and the Milwaukee Bucks. Ryan Rollins going to win most improved player. 32 points last night. He's awesome. Also, the Thunder won again, 6-0. Still no Jalen Williams. A.J. Mitchell, another 20 points. One of the favorites for, or maybe the sole favorite at your sports book of choice for sixth man of the year. I think they're winning 70. The big thing, though, from last night in the NBA is the Spurs beating the Miami Heat and going 5-0 for the first time in franchise history. Like, the Duncan teams never did it. None of the David Robinson teams ever did it. Greg Popovich never did it. Here's Mitch Johnson, 5-0 with San Antonio. Wemby, 27-18. I don't know if he's going to win MVP, but, I mean, if he plays 65 games, like, is he... He's never not winning Defensive Player of the Year. He has more blocks than like 18 NBA teams do himself. Castle's been really good. Dylan Harper's been good. We haven't even seen De'Aaron Fox yet for San Antonio. If you wanted to be a Spurs skeptic, a naysayer, you'd point to the schedule. Who have they beaten? Okay. Took down Dallas and Cooper Flagg's debut. Okay. Pelicans, bad. The Nets, truly awful. The Raptors. And the Heat have been way better than people thought early in the season, but, like, let's be real. Like, the Heat are not on the upper echelon of teams in the NBA. I just say that to give both sides of this, right? Because there's an argument to be made and there are holes to be poked that San Antonio's start is a little bit of a mirage. I'm going to stop short of saying that San Antonio, because they're ahead of schedule right now. We can all agree on that, regardless of whether or not you think they're like a top four team in the West. They're ahead of schedule right now. Like, they've shown that through five games. I don't think they're going to be ahead of schedule the way like the Thunder were ahead of schedule a couple years ago. But here's what I do think. They're a top six team in the West, right? They're not going to be a play-in team. And if that's true, and I think it is, and I'm guessing that you are a listener, I'm guessing you think it is too. How can you not with the way this has started? Someone's going to be on the outside looking in. That's pretty, pretty good. It'll be a fascinating NBA season. Hour one done. Hour two for you coming up on the other side. We will start the hour talking college football with our friend Colin Wilson from the Action Network.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her UnitedHealthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and UnitedHealthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Other sportsbooks just don't hit right. But FanCash makes switching to Fanatics easy. Only Fanatics gives you up to 10% FanCash back on all bets, win or lose, which you can use to unlock the world of Fanatics. From more bets and game tickets to signed memorabilia and one-of-a-kind experiences only Fanatics can offer, switch to Fanatics Sportsbook and let the FanCash roll in. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.